Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gittel, Chana Liba Bas Necha Gittel, Gil Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel, Bracha Bat Tzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yedeyim. This year is based on a sicha given by Rav Dessler Zatzal in the Panovich Yeshiva in the year 1950, Parashas Balak, and it was recorded, fortunately, in the Michtav Meliyahu in Volume 4 on page 159. We're going to be discussing the Nevuah of Bilam. We know that in order to have Nevuah, the Rambam tells us in Yesodei HaTorah, Zayin Aleph, a person has to be constantly misgaber and his yetzer. He has to overcome his evil inclination. And we know that Bilam was a very, very corrupt, depraved individual. So how is it possible that Bilam should have Nevuah? The Gra says in Aderes Eliyahu in Parshas Balak, that it says seven times, Vayisa Mishalo, in Parashas Bilam, that he said this parable, that corresponds to the seven midos. What are the seven midos? Ve'rasachli b'tzedek, one. B'mishpat, two. Chesed, three. Rachamim, four. Rasachli b'amunah is five. And then emes and shalom are going to be revealed by Mashiach. So Bilam is on a madrig of tzedek, mishpat, chesed, rachamim, amunah, shalom, and emes. Wow. And these, the Gra says, are the seven sanctuaries of amunah. So we know sanctuaries are spiritual madrigas that are able to hold, store the spirit of prophecy, and that means that if a person has good midos, then he has these echalos. Midos and echalos are one and the same. So how is it shaykh that Bilam, such a person, should have all these madrekas of the echalos of nevuah, of the midos of chesed, mishpat, justice, righteousness, kindness, mercy, faith, truth, peace? How could it be? So the Ramban explains in his Perish to Balak of Beis Lamed Aleph that the Bilam was just a sorcerer, but he went up on high madrigas l'kavod Yisrael. First God came to him at night, and then he was able to speak to the Malach, and then he was zocher the madriga of Machazai Shaka Yechazeh. He was able to see a vision of Hashem, and this is all for the honor of the Jewish people. And then afterwards he went and became a sorcerer again. So the Ramban explains how Bilam received this nevuah. He would focus very, very strong on that Mekuda of Nevuah, of what he wanted to hear, what he was supposed to hear from Hashem. And apparently, like the Gemara says, this was a Shas Kas, a Shas Midas Hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. But that split second that the Gemara says Hashem gets angry, it's a time of strict judgment. And then the Spirit would dwell on him at that time, only at that time. And Bilam would even know what God would say to him. And God would speak to him b'chatzi dibur. So you see this high madrega, it's similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, in that God would communicate to Bilam with words, but it was only a chatzi dibur. And the Ramban brings the Chazal that the reason Umos HaOlam have a Navi is that the Goyim can't say, hey, if we would have had a Navi like Moshe, then we would have served Hashem, because look, you had Bilam, who was almost on the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, come be Israel, come Moshe, Orav, and Umos HaOlam, come. Umanu Bilam. So he had a Moshe Dikanavi. So he wasn't Mamashan the same Madrega, it was only Bechatzi Dibur, but it was still a very high Madrega. So we're trying to understand, how is it possible for an Oisvarf like Bilam to receive Nevuah? And what is this Indian of Bechatzi Dibur? And what's shot in the Ramban that he would think about something and then God would say to him the words that he thought about? What does this mean? So we have to understand, obviously these are things that are above at least me, but whatever it'll help us for our Avodas Hashem, we'll try to understand. So we know that there's a Madrega of Pnimius and a Madrega of Pnim de Pnim. If you do a Cheshbon and Nefesh and you focus on that Nakuda of Emes in your heart, that's Pnimius. That's really trying to think, hey, what am I doing? Where am I going? How am I doing? And this is even better if it doesn't come from external Hespalus. He's mevarer in the pnimius of his lave what the emes is. However, even if a person's on that level, it's not necessarily going to last, because it can just dissipate, it can just go away. So that's tshuva, but maybe it's not tshuva amitis. Like the Gemara says, the person should be on such a madrega that he'll never do the Aveira again. Gemara Nedarim, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, that at the time of the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Tov isn't even mentioned. forget completely about the Yetzer HaTov. So it's not on the deeper level of Pnim to Pnim, of the Pnimius to the Pnim, it's just Pnimius. And Pnim to Pnim, that's a really penetrating look. Charis al-Luchos, deeply engraved on the Luchos. Person goes to the Pnimius to Pnimius of his heart. And we see this in the Mesillas Yesharim, who writes, She sparvius amese til adam achovasa balom, which should be clear and truth, true to a person, what his obligation is in his world. So you have to have a bayer and an imus. It has to be clear and true. I mean, you can have a bayer without an imus. How's that, Shaykh? The answer is, because that's pnim, without pnim to pnim. Yisbar is pnim, and yisbar v'yisamis is pnim to pnim. That's the pnimius of the pnimius. That's the deepest tshuva that even God says, you'll never sin again. So even a rasha can get to that nekud of tshuva, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph on the base. Rishayim know where they're going. They just have a lot of fat on their kidney. It just doesn't let it go in. But they also know the truth. So even though Bilam was practically speaking a very depraved individual, he was also a man who was able to achieve high spiritual understandings. And when he prepared himself to hear Dvar Hashem, he focused for that minute on the Nekuda of Kedusha that was in his heart. And through that prad, through that detail that he focused on, the Nevuah could fall upon him. So it wasn't necessarily something that was going to last, but for that moment, he was able to focus strongly enough on that Nekud of Kedusha in order to get the Nevuah. He was Mistaka ala Emes Shebelibo. And that's what the Gra means, that every time it says Vayisa Mishalo, he was Mistaka on one of those Nekudas of one of those Midos Kedoshas, Tzedek, Mishpat, Chesed, Rachamim, and then he was Zocha each time to Nevuah. And how did he get to the Emes? Because it says in the Pasuk, Nofel Agluye Naim. The Medrash says, had he not fallen, he wouldn't have seen anything. Meaning that he, from his fall, from his spiritual fallings, from his ethical failings, he was able to see how low he had sunk, and then get to an akud of emes. So Bilam, everything he did was mitzad midas hadin. Even when he got to chesed, it was also through din. Like when a person gets angry that there's no chesed, that's Chesed shebegvura, yes, it's about chesed, but it's with gvura. So he was misdabek lenakudas hakas, that's in front of, that's before Hashem. And there are times that are mesugal for that. Every time has its, every, the God created us in the realm of time. And different times are mesugal, are auspicious for different things. And since Bilam didn't have that nakudas hisbatlus, he could hear only what he wanted to hear. Not like Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard whatever God wanted to tell him. But Bilam, the Ramban says, "Haya Bilam yodeh me'atzmo achar kavanaso sheshem yomer lo lo makavo lo lo makav lo kavakel." God knew, Bilam knew based on his kavana what God would say to him. Ve'achar kein yishma hadibur b'milos Hashem shachashiv b'libo. He would think the words, and then God would come to him and say those words. So it's not like a freestyle nevuah, so to speak, that like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's getting whatever God says to him. But he was mistabik in that nekud of kedusha, and therefore it really came out well for the Jewish people. He was davek in that level of kedusha, and then he was zocha to the gilui nevui. But he wasn't misbatel enough that he should get whatever Hashem wants to say. And that's why it was pnim. It was in the pnimius of his heart, but not the pnim to pnim. And that's the chatzi dibur, because he was lacking the pnim to pnim. So it was only a half a dibur. It wasn't the depths of the depths. It was just the depths. And the Ramban writes that he knew bekesem. He knew with sorcery what words that God was going to say to him. He writes, "V'acher kein yishma v'dibur b'milos Hashem shachashav b'libo v'zemash iskarti she'a kosem v'tavona silus b'libo." He's doing it mitzad the k'samim. That's the koach of the being ma'ariv tumah b'kedusha. Through his tumah, he was able to get to the kedusha of the words God was going to say to him. So what's this? What's the lesson for our avoda? Concludes Rav Dessler. It's interesting. It says in the biography of Rav Dessler that when he spoke, he would speak for an hour and a half. It would be a very, very long shmuz. And then in the book, it was contracted to 2 pages, 3 pages. which you could read the whole thing in 15 minutes, in 10 minutes. So there he would speak things, flesh things out. He would give more examples. But that when it was written down b'kitzer. These definitely aren't his words. He spoke in Yiddish, but the Maimer concludes, Mikan lamadnu godel ha'ashava l'alev. That's how important it is to bring things to your heart. Because if a person learns Musar b'emes, even if spiritually he doesn't get better, but if one time he's misrakes to see the truth, so he can already get a hashpa, and that hashpa could even lead to nevuah. That's what Bilam had. So you have to be misrakes b'nekudas ha'kedusha sh'b'alev. And if you do that, you can reach very, very high asagas. And the deeper you go, the more p'nim to p'nim it is, the holier. So we should all be zochem, it's Hashem, to be mis'aleh, b'maylas, ha'torah, v'ayirah, b'simchu, t'uvleivah, amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.